the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Very big show we have for you today. Patrick Byrne will be joining me in studio at 4 p.m. We'll continue the conversation he was having with Alex Jones, maybe take it in some new directions. After all, he has a wide spectrum of information that he can inform us about. And then we'll be joined in the 5 o'clock hour by Vish Burra, who is the latest victim of right-wing cancel culture. I guess he posted a meme that was too spicy and has been fired. And we have to stand up against cancel culture because it's just censorship by any other name. Well, let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 20th of November, 2025. FBI ramps up crackdown on 764 Network Child Exploitation Group nationwide. The FBI has intensified its effort across the U.S. to take down the online child exploitation group 764 Network, with two recent examples highlighted by FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino. In a post shared on X on Wednesday, Bongino revealed how the dangerous network has infiltrated online spaces popular with minors and said how aggressively federal authorities are moving to shut it down. And again, this is very good to see. We have been talking about 764 for years, and we're one of the first outlets out there to actually talk about this, with the help, of course, of Becca, aka BX on X, who's helped to, you know, really make this issue known. And it is a terrifying rabbit hole to go down. So it's very good to see that reporting and that those independent investigations are now bearing fruit, and these really disgusting, pedophilic, just gruesome, horrific networks are being targeted and shut down. It's very good to see. Meanwhile, Ambassador Huckabee held meeting with Jonathan Pollard, ex-spy at U.S. Embassy in Israel. The meeting with Mr. Pollard, a former Navy intelligence analyst, was kept off Mr. Huckabee's official schedule, two of the U.S. officials said. The fact that it occurred alarmed the CIA's station chief in Israel, three other officials said. The CIA did decline to comment. The White House was not aware of the meeting in advance, according to a White House official, and two people briefed on the matter. The White House official also said that senior officials were alarmed when they learned it had taken place. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, who Jonathan Pollard is and why this secret meeting is so objectionable to a number of, well, a lot of people in the U.S. government. We'll go back to his conviction in the mid-80s for spying and selling secrets to Israel, and the head of the CIA almost resigned over it. It was a very big deal, and he was pardoned and released under Trump. Meanwhile, Trump says Democratic veterans committed sedition suggests death penalty. That's the headline from Axios. I like the way InfoWars put it. It was something like, Trump points out the lawful punishment for sedition, because that's what he was doing. This, of course, is the biggest story the world right now. And I got to say, what are you doing? What are you doing? Let's, from now on, here's my advice to the Trump administration: less talking, more doing. Okay? Yes, it was seditious. Yes, they should be charged. Yes, the punishment is up to 20 years in prison or the death penalty. That's the law on the books. They violated the law abjectly, blatantly. And so you can either do something about that or you should not say anything about it. The worst possible thing to do is to tweet out posts that say Democrats should be hung and then not actually do anything about it. So all that's happened is you now have the Democrats making hay and giving speeches and posting videos talking about what a dangerous precedent it's setting for the Trump administration to say that Democrats should be killed. And it's like, you know what should have happened was this morning we should have woken up to the news that they'd all been placed in custody. You didn't have to say anything. You should have had no tweets from Trump, and the five people that were in that video should have been arrested and charged. And you didn't have to say anything. That's what should have happened. Instead, we've got no charge, no arrest, no indictment. They haven't been censured by the other Congress members. They haven't been kicked off their committees. Nothing's happened to them, but Trump is tweeting out death threats, and now everybody's pissed. It's just the worst combination. It's the worst way to respond to this, and I don't understand what the strategy is here. We'll get into it more. Meanwhile, Zelensky agrees to negotiate on Trump's peace plan for Ukraine, so we could be getting closer to peace there. And also, the COP30 climate summit is burning down the rainforest, which is oddly appropriate. We'll be right back with more at the War Room. Don't go anywhere, folks. Infowars.com.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ. hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Watching the War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. Yes, folks, the Climate Change Summit, Top 30, being held in the Amazon rainforest. That means that they already had to fell acres and acres and acres of Amazon rainforest to hold their little conference, and then the whole thing catches on fire. And I can't think of another like policy summit that has had a more detrimental impact to the environment than COP30. It's oddly appropriate, isn't it? A fire that forced an evacuation of the COP30 climate summit in Brazilian city of Belém on Thursday was under control, officials said, although it was unclear whether delegates would return immediately to continue negotiations. Brazil's tourism minister told reporters at the venue that the fire was under control and no one was hurt, but he did not know whether the delegates would be able to return today or Friday to take part of the venue where the summit negotiations were taking place. Well, what are we going to do if they aren't there to negotiate our dispossession? Whatever are we going to do if they aren't able to gather together to plot how to tax us to save the earth? This could be it, right? I mean, the world's over now. If they can't come together to come up with plans to tax regular people into poverty so they can funnel that money to, you know, solar farms that never actually go online, what are we going to do? This is a catastrophe. It's an absolute catastrophe. There's a lot going on in the political realm, and I think we'll start with that major story of today, the fact that these Democrats openly committed treason or sedition by telling soldiers to disobey their orders. And Trump has responded to this in a kind of appropriate way. I mean, he's right. I mean, he's right about what he says when he says, you know, these people should be punished by death, from Mediaite. Trump floats execution for Democrats, quote, punishable by death. Trump floats execution for Democrats who urged soldiers to disobey illegal orders. President Donald Trump suggested that six Democrat lawmakers who put out a video urging military members to, quote, refuse illegal orders were guilty of, quote, seditious behavior punishable by death in a stunning Thursday morning Truth Social post. The video, which was shared by Senator Elisa Slotkin, featured appearances from herself, Senator Mark Kelly, as well as Representatives Jason Crow, Chris DeLuzio, Chrissy Houlihan, and Maggie Goodlander, all of whom are veterans of the military or intelligence community. And, I mean, we talked about this a lot yesterday. We talked about it the day before. I showed you the actual part of the U.S. Code that explicitly says that what they are doing is absolutely against the law. It is absolutely seditious. It is absolutely a crime that they should be going to jail for 20 years for. And it's crazy that it hasn't happened yet. There's the tweet, the Truth Social, rather, from @RealDonaldTrump, seditious behavior, comma, punishable by death, in all caps. And it's like, okay, who are you telling? Who are you telling this? You are the chief executive. You are the chief law enforcement officer. These people have not been arrested. They have not been indicted. They have not been charged with anything. So that tweet would have been fine if they'd already been arrested. But you don't do anything to them, and you tweet out that they should be hung, basically. And he retweeted another tweet saying that people should be hung. And so now you have article after article after article, video after video, speech after speech, Chuck Schumer and anybody else just making hay with this. I mean, they pretty much set a trap for Trump. They pretty much set a trap for Trump, and he fell right into it, which is upsetting because they also set a trap for themselves. What they did absolutely is seditious. I would say there's no way to argue against that. And if you want, we can go back to the U.S. Code. We can read the actual thing. Because, again, you don't have to, you know, their entire defense lies in the fact that they say unlawful orders. They say, well, what's the problem with, you know, saying unlawful orders? I said unlawful. And that is, you're allowed to disobey unlawful orders, kind of, technically, in extreme circumstances, you're allowed to. But obviously, they didn't say, hey, if the Trump administration orders you to rape prisoners, don't obey. That's one of the, like, blatantly, obviously illegal, no, you don't have to do that. They didn't say, hey, if the Trump administration tells you to start torturing civilians, to say no to that. Like, these things you would never need to say because they'd never be ordered, and it's obvious they wouldn't do it. I mean, that's unnecessary. But it'd be like somebody coming into your house and whispering to your children, hey, don't listen to your parents if they give you unfair instructions. Don't follow rules that are unfair. And it's like, okay, you're trying to make my children misbehave. And it's like, well, no, I just said if the rule's unfair, wouldn't you agree with that? And it's like, I'm the one who decides what's fair. You just, how about don't talk to my children and certainly don't instruct them to disobey me? What the hell is wrong with you? Like, why would you allow that? And again, and the soldiers aren't children, but like, that's the idea is that, you know, if somebody comes in and is telling your kid, are they just looking out for your kids? Well, I just want your kids to know that if their parent, you know, if their parents tell them to hurt somebody, not to do it. It's like, you don't have to do that. Why would you say that? You are literally just trying to cause disruption. You are trying to seed dissent in the ranks, dissension in the ranks. That is your purpose. That is what you were trying to do. And, you know, the laws are written in a way to deal with this. You know, if it was that easy, you just say, well, I said unlawful. Well, sure, I said disobey your orders, but there was an asterisk there. And I said, only if it's unlawful. It's like, it doesn't work that way. Any attempt to get people to disobey their order is illegal. And they blatantly said it. Blatantly. So, I mean, we can look back at, you know, old U.S. codes. Again, we can just read it, 18 U.S. Code 2387, Activities Affecting Armed Forces Generally. U.S. Code, 18 U.S. Code 2387, prohibits knowingly advising, counseling, urging, or in any manner causing or attempting to cause insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty by any member of the U.S. military. The penalty is up to 20 years in prison and or a fine. Okay, so it's not, you don't have to successfully get people to disobey their orders. You don't have to, you know, specify exactly what you want them to do. Any attempt to cause insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty is a felony crime. You cannot advise, counsel, urge, or in any manner cause or attempt to cause disloyalty or disobedience in the military. That's what they did. You cannot say they didn't do that just because they said, well, I technically said unlawful. And again, we can get into exactly what manifestly unlawful means because it is absolutely illegal for soldiers to disobey orders unless the order they're given is quote unquote manifestly unlawful. And that means things like raping and torturing people, firing on unarmed civilians, things like that, torturing prisoners, burying people alive. Like, okay, no, you're not allowed to do that. But what you're not allowed to do, what you're not, you know, allowed to disobey are orders that, like, you think might contradict civilian law, or like you aren't sure whether or not you should be ordered to do something. Like, that's not how it works. That's obviously not how it works. And we can go over. I mean, I already did this on the show. Tomorrow's News Today, I guess everybody's catching up, so in case you're just figuring this out for the first time, these are the examples that courts have repeatedly ruled are manifestly unlawful, so refusal is permitted. ordering troops to shoot unarmed civilians or POWs for sport. Okay, you're not allowed to do that. Ordering rape or torture. Okay, you're not allowed to do that. Ordering the summary execution of prisoners. Okay, you can refuse that. All right, here are the things you are not allowed to refuse. Deploying to a war the soldier believes is immoral or unconstitutional. Enforcing a curfew or lockdown the soldier thinks violates domestic law. Participating in a military operation the soldier believes violates international laws, e.g. Iraq 2023, Afghanistan, etc., 2003, or Afghanistan, or, you know, Vietnam, or any of these things. Now, I don't even agree with this one, but it is the law. Refusing vaccination mandates, mask mandates, or diversity training. Okay, I have a problem with that, but it is the law. What are you going to do? Or refusing to use certain weapons the soldier believes is illegal unless the court has already ruled them illegal in that context. Okay, so you have members of Congress and the Senate urging the military to disobey orders and even planting that in the mindset. Oh, what they're saying is question your orders. What they're saying is don't just do as you're told. Don't follow the orders that you're given by the chain of command that ultimately ends up with the president elected by everybody in the country, making us a republic. Like, don't follow chain of command. You determine whether you think you should be doing this. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it. And we'll be there to protect you. Now, probably not a lot of people in the military are even thinking this way or would ever do this. But there are probably some that may be swayed by this. That may actually think, if I disobey orders, I'll get in trouble, but I'll also probably become famous. I'll probably also become a hero of the left. I'll be able to stand up. Then maybe more people will follow me like this. And maybe I wasn't going to do it before, but now that I know I've got congressmen and senators who are urging me to do this, you know, maybe that's a little bit more tempting. Okay, so this is treason. This is sedition. That's what that is. Okay, so it's crime. So why is Trump tweeting about it? That's the real question. Why are they not in handcuffs? Like Roger Stone on X yesterday was like, if this was the Biden administration and Republicans did this, their doors would have been kicked in by the FBI around 6 a.m. the next morning. Well, now, not only are we 24 hours later, nothing has been done about it. And now all of the Democrats in the video urging sedition, committing a felony, are now making new videos about how they're the victim of how Donald Trump is threatening their lives. And you know that that's going to be the story that most Americans hear. Most Americans didn't know this video existed. The first thing they're going to hear is that Donald Trump is calling to hang Democrats. That's going to be their framing of the story. Why? Why would you tweet this out and do nothing else? Now, supposedly they're going to do something else. I'll show you videos of people in the Trump administration acting like they're, you know, taking this seriously. But so far, nothing. So far, nothing. So far, they haven't been censured by the Congress. Congress hasn't launched any investigations. They haven't been kicked off of their committee meetings, committee positions. Nothing has happened to them. But they are making fundraising videos saying that Trump wants to hang them. So what are we doing exactly? What is this and why aren't we taking it more seriously? And so again, it's just like you can either arrest them and do something about it or just don't mention it. But to call for their hanging and then not even arrest them is just the worst possible way to handle this. And I don't know how else to put it, honestly. But let's go to some of these videos. I guess let's start with like a reasonable person. Let's start with like an actual human being responding to this in a way that shows logic and understanding and patriotism. This is actually the president of the New Hampshire Senate. So one of the people who was in this video was a representative from New Hampshire. So now the president of the New Hampshire legislature has responded to this, saying that she thinks the person should resign. Let's watch clip number 9 now.
Quite frankly, I believe this because of these statements, this woman needs to resign from the U.S. House of Representatives. If that's not going to happen, the House of Representatives should censor her and her colleagues who did this abysmal video, and they should have their security clearances pulled. I've lost any confidence that I had in her to be able to represent the people of the state of New Hampshire. And I'm just, as a veteran, I'm appalled. And I hope the veterans of the state of New Hampshire are equally as appalled.
Yeah, well, I don't think they are. I really don't think they are. In fact, they're these people that have just committed a felony on TV, right? I mean, this is, again, just insane how confident they are, knowing that just nothing's going to happen to them. Representative Lisa Slotkin is one of the people there. She's the, quote-unquote, former CIA officer, was in that video. She's now making videos about this, making demands, demanding that people like Pete Hegseth come testify because of Donald Trump's tweet about how the death penalty is the lawful punishment for sedition. Let's go to clip number 6 here, or I'm sorry, yes, 6A. Lisa Slotkin basically saying that, again, just actually making demands. She's actually making demands of the Trump administration, having just committed a felony and tried to encourage sedition amongst the ranks of the military. Nothing's happened to her, so now she is making demands for Kristi Noem and Pete Hegseth to go testify in front of Congress and be talked down to by them about deployments of the military domestically. Let's watch.
There's been a lot of controversy. A lot of people got upset about the video. And let me just say, they are trying to wield fear to get us to stop talking about this issue. They don't want to be talking about the deployment of the military in our streets, the deployment of federal law enforcement in our streets. They don't want to have that public conversation because they know it goes to the heart of who we are as Americans, as a democracy. And so we have a way to deal with this. The Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Homeland Security could do a public hearing, have the American people hear directly from them on the point of having U.S. military and U.S. law enforcement deployed to American cities. Let the American public hear that conversation. I can't think of something that's more fundamental to who we are as Americans. Our founding fathers would certainly want to be having that conversation. So we should have a public hearing. Congress should do its job. My colleagues who are chairwomen and chairmen of these committees should hold these hearings. I think the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Secretary of Defense should sit side by side and explain to the American people why it is we need to deploy these forces into American cities.
Because the Democrats flooded American cities with 40 million undocumented immigrants, you absolute moron. And because the local municipal governments of these cities are refusing to cooperate with the federal government and is encouraging their own citizens to go out and physically assault federal officers and agents who are just trying to uphold the law that Congress passed 100 years ago that's still on the books and that is necessary for the functioning of any nation. Basic border control. That's why, dumbass. Like, again, what do they have to do? It's like you can tell they're like giddy about it. She's like happy. She's like they're trying to instill us with fear. She has no fear. Why would she have fear? Why would she have fear? Nothing is going to happen to her. She went on video as a former CIA officer, supposedly former CIA officer, as an elected representative and encouraged the military to disobey orders, flagrantly violating the U.S. code with a felony for which she should be punished for up to 20 years in prison. And then the next day she's like laughing and is just like, well, now I'm going to demand the Secretary of State come explain themselves to me. It's like she should be in handcuffs. She should be charged. It's not like what would because I'm trying to think of another, because we don't have very many speech laws in this country, which is a good thing. We shouldn't. But there are certain things, like there are barriers, right? No, I don't think anybody is really, at the end of the day, a free speech absolutist. When it comes to things like child pornography, right? We all understand that, okay, there's limits because there's real victims in that. Okay. So we all understand that sort of thing. Or we understand fire in a crowded theater. Or, hey, maybe you just use your words to bilk somebody out of money. Okay, well, that's theft, but all you did was use your words to do it, to con somebody. It's like, okay, there are things you can say that do, in fact, arise to the level of illegality. This is one of them. This is one of those things. The law is on the books. She broke it. Why is she not arrested? I'm genuinely, unbelievably infuriating. Here's Chuck Schumer going off about this, making hay with this, pretending to be the victim in all of this. Let's go to clip number 6B now.
Mr. President.
Democrat leaders recognized.
Earlier today, Donald Trump shared a post on Truth Social calling for Democratic members of Congress to be hanged. He also posted a message that said, seditious behavior, punishable by death. Let's be crystal clear. The President of the United States is calling for the execution of elected officials. This is an outright threat, and it's deadly serious. We have already seen what happens when Donald Trump tells his followers that his political opponents are enemies of the state. Every time Donald Trump posts things like this, he makes political violence more likely. None of us should tolerate this kind of behavior. We all remember what January 6th was like. We lived through January 6th. We have lived through the assassination and attempted assassinations this year. We have members whose families have had to flee their homes. When Donald Trump uses the language of execution and treason, some of his supporters may very well listen. He is lighting a match in a country soaked with political gasoline. Every senator, every representative, every American, regardless of party, should condemn this immediately and without qualification. Because if we don't draw a line here, there is no line left to draw. Who would have thought the President of the United States saying his opponent should be hanged? It's outrageous. No president has ever stooped as low as Donald Trump. None.
No, I mean, they're right. He's right. What can I say? He's right. Elisa Slotkin is right. You know, she also invoked the Founding Fathers. What the Founding Fathers would have done is ride you down and string you up, but not before pouring hot tar on you and feathering you and maybe letting the neighborhood kids throw some rocks at you for a little while. So the Founding Fathers, we've never had a president have to deal with this. I mean, except for one. I can think of one. His neighbor's Abraham Lincoln, and he threw the entire legislature of Maryland in jail so they couldn't resist him. There was that. And then they launched the Civil War, where they took people who were seditious and treasonous and murdered them all. So, and then you have like the Whiskey Rebellion. I mean, if this was George Washington, he'd be riding at the front of the troops as they hunt you down. We've never had a president having to deal with this level of sedition and treason from inside his own government. And we've never had a condition in which the president of the United States seems incapable or unwilling to have his will enforced. You know, maybe I don't know. I can't figure it out. Trump is the guy. He's the head executive. He's the chief law enforcement officer. He has the DOJ under his command. Why is he not doing it? And it may be that he thinks if I try to do this, I won't be listened to, which is a whole other gigantic issue that may require civil war to solve. This is a mess.
They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world, and they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them, because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute, total rage towards you and your family. You're a hardworking, middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hardworking, middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hardworking, middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed, so there's no example to anybody else and no hope worldwide. nothing but darkness and evil rulers, because they can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction, when despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself, because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy, when it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks, that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York, and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls, and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%, not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything, not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill, not be able to say 2 + 2 = 4, not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else, the poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan, and you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate, deliberate, premeditated, 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 premeditated.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Here's a full quote from Trump yesterday. It's called seditious behavior at the highest level. Each one of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore. An example must be set. President DJT. Okay, who should we tell, Trump? Who do you want us to tell? Who should we let know? Why are you saying this? You are the one who is in charge of this. Thank you for telling us. You're the one who's supposed to do this. What are we doing here? Each one of these people should be arrested and put on trial. Well, who's in charge of that? Oh, it's you? Oh, okay. So what are we doing? What is this? And this is in response to another tweet saying, "Hang them, George Washington would." What are we supposed to say? You know, the way I was thinking about it, and this is kind of an extreme example, but there's not a lot of speech that's illegal. There's not a lot of speech that you can say that, you know, gets you thrown in prison for 20 years. But what if these Democrat lawmakers were making a video, and one by one, they all held up an image of explicit child pornography. And then Trump went, that's illegal. That's 20 years in prison. And then all the Democrats were going, oh, Mike, he called to throw his opponents in prison for 20 years. And it's like, yeah, because of the law they broke. What are you talking about? Did you see the breaking of the law? Did you see the way they distributed child pornography? That's illegal. It's on the books. You can't do that. Calling for the lawful punishment as dictated by the law books, by the U.S. Code. How is that objectionable? You broke the law. It was like, it's like they didn't even mean to set a trap for Trump, but they did. But he fell into it anyway. It's like they're tying a noose around their own necks, and Trump swooped in to put his head through first. They gave you gift wrapped with a bow on top the perfect reason to punish them. In any way, kick them off committees, censure them, charge them with sedition. Mark Kelly, as I understand it, is still under the jurisdiction of military courts. Court-martial him. Hegseth? You have the right, the ability, and in fact, the obligation to do so. So why isn't it being done? And if you're not going to do it, then don't go out and say these people should be hanged. What are you doing? Genuinely, I mean, it is beyond baffling. They make a video. The Democrat representatives make a video where they commit a felony, where they look into the camera and tell the military and the spy agencies, disobey your orders, we have your back. And one would think, one might believe that this might be something that the Republicans seize on for a victory. When your enemy delivers to you evidence that they've committed a felony, somehow, 24 hours later, we're the ones who are the bad guys. Somehow, 24 hours later, we've taken this gift, this bullseye, just perfectly packaged, beautifully presented gift of 6 or 7 Democrat representatives committing a felony on camera. And yet 24 hours later, every headline, red linked on Drudge, Trump calls for murder. Trump calls to hang his opponents. Like, Can we have Biden back? Can Trump just do the Biden thing? Can Trump go lay on a beach in Delaware for a while? Because I don't understand how you mess this up so badly. I mean, talk about, you know, let's expand the metaphor we've been working with. How I keep saying, you know, Republicans are like a baseball team that refuses to do anything but bunt. They refuse to swing away. They never take a chance. And they still strike out anyway. Then I had to update that to say it's like a T-ball team who will only bunt. They can't even hit a ball that's sitting there waiting for them to be hit. This is worse. This is the Republicans walking up to the T-ball and somehow getting hit by the pitch and having to be out for the rest of the game with an injury. That's where we're at this point. They deliver victories to us and somehow we come out the losers. Trump calls for Dems to be executed. Hang them. That is the red link on Drudge. Instead of a red link saying Democrats commit sedition, face 20 years in prison for crime on camera, the headline is Trump calls to execute his enemies. This is so, it's like unbelievable. It's unbelievable how retarded Republicans are. We are losing a game that the other team didn't even show up for. Like, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. Oh, my God. And it's like, I don't know, Trump is trying to... All right, we'll stick with this topic for a second, but it's like, it's just an extension of everything else. It's an extension of absolutely everything else the Trump administration has failed on this time around. Let's go to clip 16 here. This is one of the Democrat representatives who's saying, whoa, 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 all we did was say illegal orders. That's all we said. And they're like, what illegal orders? And he can't answer. He's asked four different times what illegal orders he's talking about. If he thinks if he's going to go out on a limb like this, risk being charged for sedition, you'd think he'd have an answer. He doesn't have an answer because there are no illegal orders because he was calling for sedition. Okay, let's watch.
What law are you talking about that's being broken? And then you said that he's implying that he might do something that they wouldn't want to uphold or follow through with in the future. What are you talking about specifically?
Yeah. I appreciate you asking. Well, number one, the protests at Lafayette Square in the first Trump administration where he said, can't you just shoot them? Can't you just shoot them in the legs or something? That's his direct quote. And of course, the then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
That was not a military order. That was a comment.
When that's coming from the president of the United States to your generals, don't you think that's a request? That's
I'm
a question.
Asking specifically
number one.
Right
number,
now
number two,
what you're talking
two,
about.
Yeah, number two, he's also threatened to send the military into Chicago and other cities to, quote, go to war with those cities. Right? That is a very, very disturbing thing. Number three, he's also alluded to sending troops to polling stations, which is actually a violation of U.S. law. U.S. criminal law prohibits troops from going to polling stations. And he's alluded to that. So those are just one of many examples.
You're talking about illusions. You're not talking about actual policy. You're not talking about things that are members of our service members who we revere and respect are actually being asked to do. So when you see this video on all over the place, when you see this video on social media, I think a lot of people scratch their heads and they say, what exactly are they talking about? Are they talking about
Martha,
not allowing gunboats to make it to the United States carrying drugs?
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
Martha, here's a novel idea. How about we actually prevent things from happening before they become a problem?
I think that's what they're trying to do.
What you're saying is we have to wait until there's a problem to respond to that problem.
No, I'm not.
Right? As a military officer, what I think is important is we train people, we give them information, we prepare people for challenges coming down the pike. That is what I did as a commander in the military. That's what I'm doing now. As we are standing by our troops, we are reminding them of their obligation.
From the commander in chief,
because
we are asking our military to carry out. Are you objecting to? This is very, very vague. And it was so vague in this video. I don't think people could figure out what you guys were all talking about, honestly.
Martha, Donald Trump has made a series of very disturbing comments.
Uh-huh. Again, that is actually literally more proof of their sedition, okay? Because the things that he mentioned do not align with the statute I read earlier from the U.S. From the U.S. Code, 182387. Or, you know, he's like, he's talking about people shooting him in the legs. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's not even that's... Again, if he's not ordering troops to shoot POWs or fire on unarmed crowds, like if you are defending yourself against attack, it's not an unlawful order. But the things he's suggesting that would be unlawful orders aren't unlawful orders. If Trump, and again, it's like specifically denoted in the code where you are not allowed to disobey orders just because you think they might conflict with domestic law. You're not a constitutional scholar as a soldier. You're not equipped to be making decisions as to how far from the polling area you're allowed to be deployed. When you're deployed somewhere, you're supposed to go there and do it. And if it turns out to be illegal, you're not going to be in trouble. You were following orders, lawful orders. Or if they weren't lawful, it wasn't murdering innocent people, not that big of a deal. You're not going to be the one in trouble. The U.S. Code is explicit about this. So if he's saying that his instruction to disobey orders has to do with, you know, soldiers themselves determining whether or not their deployment is in line with domestic U.S. law, then that is literally, as enumerated in the code, that is exactly what is meant by sedition. That is exactly what is meant by urging soldiers to disobey being illegal, is that exact thing. You are not allowed to judge for yourself as a soldier whether your orders conflict with, like, vague civilian law. Again, if it's torturing people, raping people, like, yes, okay, that is manifestly and obviously illegal. You don't have to do that. Something manifestly or obviously illegal about, you know, being deployed to an American city to put down a riot. It's actually very legal. But he's encouraging people in the statute, and any attempt to get people to disobey orders that are lawful is sedition. So that interview, he just reaffirmed that what he was doing was seditious. That he wasn't talking about orders to kill innocent people or rape prisoners. He was talking about legal orders. He was telling soldiers to refuse legal orders in a way that is directly addressed by the U.S. Code and says what he did was illegal. So this interview is just more proof that what he did is absolutely 100% incontrovertibly sedition. Steve Miller went off on this. Clip number two. Watch that.
It is insurrection, plainly, directly, without question. And when you have one of the lawmakers on that video being unable to state in, as you say, lengthy cross-examination, a single so-called illegal order, it just proves the point. It's a general call for rebellion from the CIA and the armed services of the United States by Democrat lawmakers, saying that you have not only the right, but the duty and the obligation to defy orders of the commander-in-chief, that those who carry weapons in America's name should defy their chain of command and engage in open acts of insurrection, that the CIA, the clandestine service, which isn't even legally authorized to operate in the United States, should engage in, again, acts of rebellion and insurrection. These lawmakers should honestly resign in disgrace and never return to public office again for even daring to think, let alone to say these words and to say them proudly. But it shows what a dangerous moment we're in. We have seen the Democratic Party nurse the flames of violence and insurrection against the federal government for the last 10 months. When you see this continuous campaign of violence against ICE officers and Border Patrol agents, when you see Democrat sanctuary politicians and Democrat sanctuary governors side with the rioters, side with the assaulters over federal law enforcement, and that spills even into juries and grand juries, when you see Democrat jurors engage in nullification to let off violent attackers who are engaging in physical violence, physical assault against federal officers, this is a dangerous moment. You have a political party, an organization, the Democrat Party, and their message is that any action, no matter how unlawful, no matter how dangerous, no matter how much it threatens constitutional order, is justified if it keeps Democrat policies in effect at any cost.
Yeah, I mean, because they keep getting away with it. I don't understand. He's literally... what are we supposed to do here? What are we supposed to do? He's like listing off the number of crimes the Democrats have committed, as if he's not in the White House, in the executive branch, in charge of the DOJ. Steve Miller's obviously not in charge of the DOJ, but he's got some pull, I think. Again, just what are we doing? What are we doing here? He's sitting there going, when you have, you know, they're encouraging people to attack ICE, and they're letting people who do attack ICE go without any charges. And it's like, yeah, and every time you make the same outrage speech, and then nothing happens, and then they do it again. And now they're getting worse, because obviously that's what happens. It starts with words from the extreme side, and then suddenly people towards the center are saying it. Now you have congressmen and senators calling for an insurrection, calling for disobeying orders, calling for sedition, calling for an uprising against the lawful authorities in this country. What do you think happens next if nothing is done? He says he thinks they should resign in disgrace. Well, I guess we'll wait for that then. Is that the plan? The plan is to take the Democrat Party, who is getting worse and worse and worse and more and more and more extreme, and it's to just pray that they see the light? We're banking the future of our country on a come to Jesus, Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus revelation? That's what we're banking on. We're banking on these soulless deep state monsters suddenly deciding that their own ideology is wrong and they're going to turn themselves in? Why are you telling us this? You're the ones in charge. I mean, my God, it's like, we know they're all breaking all of the laws. What are we supposed to do about it? What are we doing? This is crazy. It's like, if you want us to do it, you've got to be explicit. Do you want us to go hang them? Is that, that's the message I'm getting, is the Trump administration is like showing us they are just incapable of doing it. It's like it's becoming so egregious at this point that it's like, do we need to do this? Obviously, electing you wasn't enough. Obviously, winning the election in the House and the Senate on this exact topic, punishing the insurrectionists, punishing the sedition, punishing the manipulation from the deep state, from the CIA, from the FBI. Clearly, that wasn't enough. What should we do? I mean, my God, it is so, it's insulting. Stephen Miller gets up there and lists out like 15 crimes that they are letting the Democrats get away with. What? I'm telling you, not just go back to the same metaphor over and over, but it's like, you ever met a bad parent who complains about the things their kids do, and you want to just like grab them by the collar and be like, you are the parent. It's your fault. Punish the children when they do something wrong. It is your job. It's just crazy. It's just like, well, you know, first my son took all the toilet paper off the roll and flushed it down the toilet. The toilet was all backed up, and then he's got the hose in the house, and he's spraying down the living room, and then he's doing this, and then he's doing this, and it's like, okay, and what happens after he does this? Oh, nothing. He does it, and I say, oh, this is bad. You shouldn't have done that. And then I clean it up for him, and I give him a cookie. Like, well, this is your fault then. You are the one who has been empowered with the ability to punish unlawful behavior. What are you doing listening to us the series of unlawful behavior that you have let go unpunished? It is just, again, just beyond infuriating. And it just goes to everything Trump is doing. It's like this. So he tweets out this thing about Jeffrey Epstein. He's like, I signed the Epstein, release. And it's like, great, but you also open a new investigation. So obviously we're not going to actually get anything from it. And I've got a video of that, but of Pam Bondi saying, well, you know, there's this new investigation by the SDNY, so we might not be able to release all that. It's like, okay, yeah, we know. So that's the way it works. He's still covering up for Epstein. But he doesn't want everybody distracted by Epstein, even though he's the reason everybody's distracted by it, because he wants them focused on the victories. There's a little problem with the victories. They don't matter. They don't count. They don't mean anything if we don't get the real victory, which is the Democrats being abolished as a party, which is their sedition being punished, which is their flagrant violation of the law in your face, spitting at you and mocking you on national TV on a daily basis goes utterly unpunished. You won't even remove money from their city, let alone arrest the people that are literally daring you to arrest them. Not like, oh, they're really pushing the bounds. They look in the camera and say, Trump wants to arrest me, he can try. If you don't solve that problem, nothing else matters, dude. Like, what? Who cares about all this other? Like, okay, so he's like, big, beautiful tax cut bill. Well, great. I still, you know, can't afford anything, but I understand somebody's getting their tax cut. Strong borders. That's pretty good, but, you know, the problem is already done. The damage was already done, right? I put a bulletproof vest on you. Great. Well, we're bleeding out because we were shot 10 minutes ago. No men and women sports. Again, another victory, but, like, who cares? Transgender for everybody, ending DEI, stopping Biden's record-setting inflation, lowering prices, biggest tax and regulation cut in history, ending 8 wars, rebuilding our military, knocking out Iran's nuclear capability, getting trillions of dollars invested in the USA, creating the hottest country anywhere in the world, and even delivering a huge defeat to the Democrats on the recent shutdown disaster. Well, they don't feel like it's a defeat, and actually at the very end of the shutdown, they swept the off-year elections. So I wouldn't call that a victory. In fact, most of these things I would debate whether they're real victories. What I would say is that almost none of them have a tangible effect for the vast majority of Americans, and none of them matter if you are just setting us up to deliver this wonderful economy. You're going to deliver this peaceful world into the hands of the psychopaths that spent the last 4 years throwing all of our friends in prison when they never committed a crime and charging you for crimes that they made up and pulled out of their butts and decided to invent in order to go after you. None of it matters if they're able to get back in charge and reignite the oppression and the abuse from the government that they did before you got into office. None of this matters. This is like a football team bragging about all of their stats, but they never put points on the board. It doesn't matter if you have the longest, you know, the most skilled kicker, if you never put up a field goal. It doesn't matter if you have the number one passing yards and the number one sacks and the number one forced turnovers on fourth down, if you never get in the end zone to win a game. It doesn't matter. Great, brag about it all you want. If you don't win the game, if you don't put points on the board, which in our case would be Democrats in prison, then nothing else matters. All you're doing is setting up a brilliant, lovely economy for them to destroy as they throw all of us in prison despite having never committed a crime. Because when they do commit crimes, you will not do anything but piss them off and bitch about it online. We elected you to do something. Why won't you do?
I know y'all are tired of me talking about this, but let's talk about methylene blue.
Methylene blue?
Methylene blue.
Methylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew.
Buy it before it's banned, because I just found another use for it after the bloody wart it removed my face. I fell down the other day and scraped up my leg, and I added some of the liquid stuff here, the methylene blue, stopped the bleeding, alleviated the pain, and then I put a Band-Aid over it, and now it's healed up on, you know, faster, so... They don't buy it before it's banned, y'all.
That's crazy. I love how everybody in the M4's audience just buys methylene blue and just starts doing science experiments.
Well, it's known that it has topical applications to it, right? And you talk about the wart. Other people have talked about, you know, like maybe stomach issues here and there, other things. It has antimicrobial properties, but only really to gram-negative bacteria. So only really the bad things involved.
So there you go.
One more thing, y'all. I haven't slept 8 hours without urinating since I was like 20. This stuff is I can go. I don't have to go every 5 minutes. I'm like a 20-year-old as far as my prostate goes.
Very interesting. Thank you for the call, Bart.
I'm really proud of the Alex Jones store. You know, when Bigley came in at first, I didn't really know what to think of it, but I saw the products they came out with, and they're willing to work with me, and I really got to have fun with them, and I got to bring some cool things to market, like Methyl Drive and Power Plant specifically, I'm very proud of. You know, it's been a blast to get to work with Bigley. They work with some of the best supplement manufacturers in the country, and what I've been able to do with them is I've really been able to come out with a lot of these new blends that really are effective for people and have efficacious doses without the blend, without the fillers, without kind of, you know, lower quality mixtures used to getting at certain places. It's been really incredible to work with Bigley.
Again, thank you so much. Check out the alexjonesstore.com today, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.